Lesson number 2, Virtual Students' First Reaction.
Well, who would like to share his reaction first?
Reminds me of when my brother had to go away to the hospital. In my mind's eye, I could see a little kid off in another room listening to his mom cook in the kitchen. Then, in the second stanza, the child goes away. I'm not sure why, but the mother forgives him. Finally, the mother welcomes him home again with typical symbols of motherly love, milk and homemade bread. There's a lot of white in this poem. That color usually symbolizes innocence or cold.
Yes, it does. Childhood makes me think of TV shows like Little House on the Prairie because the kids there are all innocent and sweet. It bothers me that the poem isn't clear about why the child has gone away, because he grew up or because he passed away. In either case, the mother calls to the child to come home, using a glass of milk as a kind of a lamp. Its light clears away the shadows or the sadness from her face when she holds it up. I think the child died and the mother puts out milk and bread as part of some strange ritual.
Well, this poem makes me feel warm and cuddly. You know, that's how any kid feels after her mom has forgiven her for some stupid maneuver, even if it takes until the kid grows up. I wish my mom could bake.
When I heard Mrs. Tension read this poem, all I could think about was how my mother would feel when I move away from home next year. I can just see her putting out milk and cookies for me every night. I'm glad the mother in the poem forgave her child for leaving.
Thanks, kids. You have expressed some very thoughtful first reactions. Now, let's move on to discuss the poem.